With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. Montezuma County Sheriff's Deputy Donnie Brown is being sued for damages stemming from a 2018 incident while on mounted patrol. A Cortez couple filed a civil complaint in late July on behalf of their son, who was 4 years old when he was allegedly kicked in the head by Brown's horse at Escalante Days. The kick caused the boy to lose consciousness and to be airlifted to Denver for medical care, according to the complaint. Brown's attorneys moved to dismiss the case last month due to a Colorado law that provides government employees immunity to personal injury claims. However, the plaintiffs maintain the deputy's conduct should serve as a waiver to the law. District Court Judge Todd Plew will rule on the dismissal after additional attorney filings were submitted Friday. Governor Jared Polis is urging residents to reconsider their weekend plans and avoid social gatherings because of a big uptick in coronavirus cases. KSJD's Scott Franz has more.
The state is seeing its highest daily caseloads of COVID-19 since May, 3 days this week of over 1,000 cases. And Polis estimates that one in every 260 Coloradans are now contagious with it.
That means that if you go to three gatherings or four gatherings of 30, 40 people, you have a 50% chance of encountering somebody who's contagious with the virus.
Polis says residents in counties with outbreaks should consider ordering their food instead of dining out. But he is not ordering any new restrictions because he says local governments, such as Denver, are adopting their own orders to fight recent outbreaks. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
This is KSJD News.